Welcome to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. Soul Guided Living is a lifestyle, empowering you to consciously listen, align, and act your way to living your soul's calling. Sharing practical tools and techniques, Laurel's expert guests are committed to helping you live your soul purpose with passion and prosperity. Your soul is calling. You are ready. And here's your host.
Welcome to Soul Guided Living. I am Dr. Laurel Geis, and today our guest is Kimberly Wise, a master educator at the Schoper Center for Well-Being and a director at ReCenter Consulting. And today, Kimberly will be sharing with us how to move beyond health to create intellectual, emotional, and physical wellness. Welcome, Kimberly, to Soul Guided Living.
Thank you so much for having me, Laurel. This is such a treat.
And I have to share with our listeners today that I have known Kimberly for 20 years, and we actually first met at the Schoper Center for Well-Being when I was in the midst of a personal crisis, and my soul guidance brought me to the Schoper Center, and the very first person that I met was Kimberly. Do you remember that?
Absolutely, I do. It's so hard to believe that it's been 20 years since I was running Deepak's educational programs and you walked through those doors. Our relationship, Laurel, just really feels timeless. And as you know, I'm no longer at the Schoper Center. After leaving, I started ReCenter with Michael Clark, my partner in work and life. And at ReCenter, just so your listeners know, I teach people how to be and do better every day by working and living from their center. And it's really great to be with you today, Laurel.
Well, today, Kimberly, I wanted to share with our listeners your thoughts and insights on moving beyond health, so really creating head, heart, and body wellness. And, you know, we hear a lot of talk about wellness and health, and in hearing those terms every day, there could be some confusion. So for you, Kimberly, really, what is the difference between health and wellness?
So I've learned there is a difference in working with the clients that I've worked with over the years. I've really determined that when we use the term health, people think mostly about their physical body. But health is really intellectual, emotional, physical, or head, heart, body. So wellness is a better word to reflect our holistic approach at ReCenter. And I'd like to go a bit deeper, if I may. I'd like to explain it this way. So if we look at this, everybody wants three things in life: success, wellness, and happiness. And so imagine these three things on a seesaw. On one side sits success, on the other sits happiness, and in the center is wellness. Our lives are a continuous struggle to balance these three core areas. And wellness is something that I find with a lot of my clients is taken for granted until they don't have it. And as soon as our wellness is challenged, we become obsessed with regaining it. And as soon as wellness returns, we tend to forget about it again. And so I want to share some good news. I want to share with you that everyone can learn how to develop and balance all three of these areas. We are born to transform. We all have challenges. And at ReCenter, I teach people how to leverage these challenges and use them as opportunities to do and be better every day to create wellness at every level.
I like that seesaw idea. I can see that picture in my mind. So balancing our happiness and success leading to well-being. I love that. And, you know, on this show, Kimberly, we focus on soul-guided living and following our inner knowing, which is what I call our soul guidance. And I think that that is important to our wellness. So would you share with me maybe some thoughts on how can listening to our soul guidance actually enhance our wellness?
Okay, so I'm talking about inner knowing. Your soul guidance is inner knowing. It is our intellectual, emotional, and physical potential, and it is waiting to be tapped. And I like to say, if you have a head, a heart, and a body, I can show you how to engage and perform better every day. Most of us aren't educated in school, And our parents don't often show us or model for us how to develop and engage our inner knowing. Interestingly, we are all born tapped in, and then we lose touch and seek guidance from outside of ourselves, from the outside world. Everyone has a center, a soul. The center is the place where our head, heart, and body are engaged and aligned in the present moment. That center is where our soul communicates the highest thought, emotion, sensation, and choice. And our center offers direct, on-demand, high-speed knowing about the best ways to do and be. And so I'd like for you to reflect for a moment in your life when you are being and doing your best. That moment, that's when you're in your center. When you are at your best, that's your center. You're tapping your inner knowing. And in those moments, we are using the challenges and opportunities in our lives to recenter ourselves. If you're breathing, you can always find another gear. And you can learn how to continuously self-generate your next levels of professional and personal success, wellness, and happiness. Everybody can do it.
I like that idea of having another gear, you know, taking it up a notch. I love that. I love that. And I know with all the work that you've done over the past 20 years and helping people to transform their lives, as you look back at that and look at the students and clients that you're working with today, what do you think is the biggest challenge to living in wellness?
That's a great question. I would say, based upon my experience, the single biggest challenge is learning that the very things you're avoiding are the very things you need for transformation. Those intense situations, persistent challenges, and difficult people are our energetic opportunities for being and doing more. I just want to repeat that, because I really think that people need to get that it's these situations, challenges, people that we want to move away from. Those are our energetic opportunities for being and doing more. Intensity is an opportunity, and it's our greatest motivator. The only way we're going to take back our power from outside forces is to engage when it hurts and when things are uncomfortable. Engage, lean in, as I've been hearing said a lot lately.
I like that. Engage and being uncomfortable. Yes, yes. And I know personally that when I'm in that space of being uncomfortable, just I've learned to take a deep breath and to just close my eyes for a moment and pause and allow that challenge to come into my life. And as I walk through that, knowing full well that I will be growing with that experience. I'll be stretching. And as we move into these, you know, situations and circumstances and encounters in our lives, you know, how can our soul really help us to navigate challenges, or let us say opportunities for growth?
So Laurel, as you know, our soul, or tapping our inner knowing, is our best guide. So tapping our center, learning how to recenter in the midst of intensity, it doesn't happen by accident or good intentions. We need tools and strategies. We need three things to consistently engage from our center, and I'd like to share those with you. So the first thing we require are insights. And insights are those beautiful seeing moments being communicated by our center every moment. The second thing we require are tools. Tools are the steps we can take to create transformation in the moment. And the third thing we require are strategies. Strategies are when we identify specific moments in our lives when we're committed to practicing and applying insights and tools. So insights plus tools plus strategies allows us to recenter, and our center directly connects us to our soul, where inner knowing lives.
So insights, tools, and strategies. And if we can use all three, then that brings us back to our center, or recenter, and connecting in with our soul.
Absolutely. That's how we can tap our inner knowing, how we can listen to these subtle voices that are speaking to us at every moment.
You know, it's interesting because when we're in those moments of transformation and personal growth and opportunities to become more than who we are already, you know, what do you think is the difference between a reaction in that situation and a choice?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that because a lot of times we all do kind of habitually react, right? And so
yeah.
a reaction
mm-hmm.
happens when we take actions without thinking. When we react, we don't stop to think about our choices. We don't reflect on the ripple effects and the consequences. We act without consciousness. And so a choice is taking action with thought, emotion, and sensation aligned. When we make a choice, we pause for a moment to connect with our inner knowing, and we're aware of the ripple effects and the consequences, and we choose with consciousness.
I really like that, choosing with consciousness. And today, for all our listeners, I want you to know that you are listening to Soul Guided Living with me, your host, Dr. Laurel Geis. And our guest today is Kimberly Wise, master educator at the Schoper Center for Wellbeing and a director at ReCenter Consulting. And we're talking about moving beyond health to create head, heart, and body wellness. After this short commercial break, we will begin to talk about some practical transformational tools that you can use starting today. We will be right back, so stay tuned.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Celebrate! Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers? Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
So you're listening to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis, and our guest today is Kimberly Wise, master educator at the Schoper Center for Wellbeing and director at ReCenter Consulting. And today we're talking about moving beyond health to create head, heart, body wellness. So Kimberly, you know, we've been talking about, you know, receiving this inner guidance, listening to our inner voice, and when we're in a situation where there's a lot of opportunities in front of us and we're trying to make that decision how to move forward, how do we take action?
That can be a little overwhelming, I understand. And I have worked with thousands of people, and I will tell you one of the biggest challenges that I see is that people set goals that are way too big. We become obsessed with our to-do list and getting things completed, and the problem with goals is that they're too big. It's easy to get overwhelmed and discouraged when these goals are so big and so lofty. We unconsciously set ourselves up for failure, and so the more consciousness we bring into our lives, the more the possibilities expand. The most effective way to manage the flood of possibilities is to establish micro goals. And so micro goals are small achievable action steps that generate positive momentum. At ReCenter, we teach four steps in this process where you take a big goal and break it down into micro goals. And I'd like to give you an example. So my goal, I have a goal to write a book. That's a huge goal. It's huge to think about when I'm sitting in front of a blank computer screen. And so my smaller goal, I take the goal of writing a book and break it down into a blog post. And so a blog post is what, 500 to 700 words? That seems much more doable to me. But I will tell you, that can even seem a bit challenging. And so my even smaller goal, I take the goal of writing a blog post and break it down into a paragraph. That is good. And sometimes it works, but I will tell you, I will even break it down further because my micro goal is something that I can do every day. So I'm going to write one sentence for my book. That's my micro goal. This is a goal I can complete every time I set my intention on it. And what do you think happens every time? Every time I sit down to write one sentence, I write another sentence and another sentence. And before I know it, I've written a couple paragraphs or maybe even a couple pages. So it's essential for our success, our wellness, and our happiness that we break all these goals down into micro goals. Make it manageable. Make it doable.
I love that. I've never heard that term before of micro goals. And I really can see how that could make a difference. And thank you for sharing that with us, Kimberly. And on Soul Guided Living, I love to share tools and strategies with our listeners to help them to live more fully from their soul. So would you be able to share some simple tools with us today that we could actually start using right now?
Absolutely. That is my specialty. I like to break things down, and I like to give people things that are doable, because if they're not doable, you're not going to do them. So I would like to offer one tool and strategies for each, the head, the heart, and the body. And so let's start with the head. Many of us know that we have approximately 60,000 thoughts a day. 99% of those thoughts are the same as they were yesterday. And so many of these thoughts do not serve us and may even harm our wellness and our success and our happiness. And so I want you to commit to observing your thoughts, the way you talk to yourself, about others, and about the world. And whenever you discover yourself thinking negatively, catch it and counter it. Catch and counter the thought with a more positive and productive thought. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. It ties into something that I've been using, which is called notice what you're noticing.
Nice.
So as you notice what you're noticing, you can hear those thoughts in our minds that may not be supporting us in a positive way. So I hear you saying that we can catch and counter those thoughts, and we can actually change our thought pattern by listening. I love that.
It's the only way you can do it. So if you want an example for a catch and counter, I'd love to give you one.
Yeah, sure, please.
So you have this negative thought perhaps that I'm too lazy and I never get enough exercise. You can counter that. Catch that thought when you've got this negative thought coming in. And if you're saying to yourself, I'm too lazy and never get enough exercise, you can counter that with, today I commit to walking for 15 minutes. In fact, I'm going to take a short walk right now.
I love that. That's a great catch and counter example. I think we can all do that. So that's one tool that's doable that we can start using right now for our head. Now let's move to the heart. Do you have do you have a tool for us?
I do. So much of our emotional lives have to do with the quality of our state of being. And we usually do something to be something, right? For example, as soon as I get healthy, then I'll be happy. We can reverse this statement by choosing our state of being before doing anything. Choose your state of being in advance. For example, before a day you know is going to be really stressful, choose and intend to be calm and happy and actually evoke that state of being. As you move through your day and stress starts happening, reaffirm your previously stated statement of being calm and happy. You've just evoke it, choose it. It's like catch and counter.
I like it. You know, it's moving from that paradigm of have, do, be into mm-hmm. be, do, have. So you're mm-hmm. starting with the be. You're starting with the state. I like
yes.
that. I like that, the state of being. And now, what about a tool for our body?
Okay, so a simple tool for the body is movement. And this is going to sound terribly simple, but you guys, let's move our bodies. We sit too much. I keep hearing this, that sitting is the new smoking. It is. Research has proven that 15 minutes each day of movement delivers many health benefits. It's indisputable. Research is in. We don't have to sweat. We just have to move, okay? You can break your 15 minutes up into 5-minute walks if you choose. But don't wait for the spot to open to park your car. Park wherever you are. Walk to your destination. Don't ride the elevator. Walk up those stairs. Make certain that you're not sitting for long stretches at your desk. I set a timer. I get up every 60 to 90 minutes and move. I even plan a walking meeting. I love walking meetings. But move your body. Don't catch yourself sitting there.
Mm,
and please,
I love
the other
that.
Last, I'm sorry, I want to say one more thing, and that is remember to recognize and acknowledge when you're on point. All these little things add up. And so really make sure that you're lifting yourself up and patting yourself on the back for these little choices every day because they add up.
That is really great advice. And thank you for sharing those tools with us, Kimberly. And, you know, let me ask you this question. What is the best piece of advice that you've ever received from a teacher, a coach, or a mentor?
Wow. In fact, my live-in coach, who is my husband, Michael, this was years ago. I was in a car accident and was disabled. I was really not well. And anytime someone asked me, how are you? I would immediately launch into a list of all the things that were wrong with me. And I was literally reaffirming to myself how broken I was. And I really believe I was leaving my friends and family with a negative feeling about me. And so one day, my husband heard me saying this, and he just suggested really gently that I answer the question with this. When someone says, how are you, Kimberly? I would say, better every day. And this simple countering statement made such a huge difference in how I perceived myself and how others perceived me. I can tell you it was key to my healing.
I love that. And I know our time is almost up, so what is one final thought you'd like to leave our listeners with us today?
Okay, so my final thought would be, you don't have to do everything right every day, but you do have to keep moving in the right direction. Small steps every day create momentum. Momentum creates positive change, and positive change creates transformation.
Beautiful.
How's that?
I love that. I love that. I want to thank you for being with us today and sharing these insights with all of our listeners. And Kimberly, how can we connect with you?
Well, you can connect with me online at recenter.org, recenter.org, or you can like me. It would be Recenter Kimberly and Michael on Facebook, and you can follow me on Twitter to receive insights. I think I'm at Recentered, and we've got all kinds of stuff up there on Facebook and Twitter and at our website.
I love that. Well, thank you for being so generous with your time today, for sharing all these tools. I know I've learned a few new things. I love that catch and counter. I love that. I'm ready to use it.
That's great. I'm happy.
And I want to thank everyone for listening to Soul Guided Living today. I'm your host, Dr. Laurel Geis, and let's connect online at laurelgeist.com. And if you do that, I'll send you a free soul journal and access to a 21-day soul journaling program to help support living your soul-guided life. And let's be friends on Facebook so we can continue our conversation after the show. I'll be there live after the show, and I'll be taking your questions, and let's connect. I want to keep this conversation going. This was such a beautiful way for us to launch our show, and I want to thank everyone that was listening today. And join me next week when our guest on Soul Guided Living is Janet Connor, author of the newly released book, Soul Vows. Soul Vows, that's going to be an incredible conversation. And we're going to dive into a conversation about living a soul-directed life. So join us next week, same time. Looking forward to connecting with you. And remember to visit our Vivid Life Radio archives to listen to past shows for even more inspiration on living a happy, healthy, and wealthy life. And until next time, keep on living your soul-guided life.
Thank you for listening to Soul Guided Living with your host, Dr. Laurel Geis. To start fully living your soul's calling today, go to laurelgeis.com, sign up for Laurel's newsletter, and let's get you going on living your best life ever. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to ignite your soul-guided life. Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor, dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.